I'm Robin and welcome to Well Conceived Business. We help online business owners within health and wellness to create a business and life that is not only well paid, but well lived. Here you'll find honest and refreshing conversations about what it takes to create a business around your life, what healthy hustle looks like, as well as insights and tips on growing your audience, your signature program, your profit, and your peace. Ready? Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Well Conceived Business for this week. Today, we are talking about six hard truths about running an online business. And I have had my blog for several years, but I started my business in 2018. And so I feel a little bit like I've been around the block. I've had loads of the mindset issues. I know what it's like to start a business, and I know what it's like to start and run a business in the margins of both nap times with young children and a 9-to-5 or a part-time job, whatever that is for you. So today we're going to talk about six hard truths about running your online business. But before we do, we are just a couple of days away from a live workshop that I'm running. Now, if you know me and you've been following me for a while, we have a free Facebook group that you can join. You may have seen that I've, you know, from time to time run live events, but you will also know that I kind of only run them like once or twice a year. So it is a free workshop on how to make 10K months in about 10 hours a week as a health and wellness practitioner. So maybe you are looking to make more. Maybe that looks like a pipe dream to you. Maybe you have the capacity to work more than 10 hours a week or even less than 10 hours a week. Regardless of what your revenue figures right now look like, I know that this is going to be chock full of aha moments. I have loads of tweaks up my sleeve, and my superpower has always been how to have a streamlined and feel good business. So if you want a business that is more streamlined, that feels better, that allows you to have more of a life, then you want to come to this workshop. So check the show notes below or visit me at launcheasylife.com/workshop or come and reach out to me on Instagram. Seriously, if you're not following me on Instagram at launcheasylife already, you really want to come because the next couple of weeks are going to be just chock full of actionable value and thought leadership and really great insights into how to structure and run a business that feels really easy. So you can find me on Instagram at launcheasylife. Come and do that now and you'll be like binging the content. You'll want to be saving all the content. But also we can chat back and forth if you're like, give me the link to this. What's happening now? We have loads of events and cool things happening in May and June. I know you want to be a part of that. So definitely come and follow me on Instagram at launcheasylife and come and register for our workshop, launcheasylife.com/workshop, because I know you want to be in on that. So we're talking about six hard truths about running an online business today. Like I said, stick around for the whole episode because number six is honestly the biggest game changer for so many people and it feels really great. So number one, business is hard, but so is working for someone else. So choose your hard. It is hard to put things out there sometimes and hear crickets. It is hard to be the person who all of a sudden needs to be a bookkeeper and a social media manager and all of these other tasks that come alongside running an online business. But also so is trying to tell your boss for the seventh time this month that you're going to need a sick day because your one-year-old just keeps picking up every single thing that is going around at daycare. It's hard. Like it's hard to work for someone else. I found it really hard working for someone else when I had a really great idea and they didn't want to onboard that, or when I knew that something wasn't going to work, but I had a boss who still wanted to go ahead with it and I had to do that. I found it hard sometimes to have the office politics that are involved. Everything's hard, okay? But you get to choose the life that you create. Which hard do you want? And know that there are seasons of ease and seasons of flow, but there are also seasons that feel a bit sticky and icky, that sometimes you'll feel discomfort. Sometimes you'll feel disenchantment with your offers and your business structure, but know that it's normal to have all kinds of seasons in your business. And keep your eye on the prize in terms of the long game of what it is that you are wanting to create. And if you still know why you're here and know what it is that you want to create and you like the idea of working for yourself, and running an online business is not for everyone. The more you get into it, the more you're like, actually, this is not for me. Then you need to stop looking at sunk costs and give yourself full permission to walk away. But if it is on your heart and you know the vision of what you want to create, then know that sometimes you'll have seasons when it's harder and seasons when it's easier. So what I would say is, what is your plan for when it doesn't feel easy for whatever reason? Sometimes there's literally no reason. But are you continually innovating in your business? Do you have a business community? So I don't mean just mum friends or your school friends from when you were at school or your partner, but do you have a strong business network that you can lean on in times when it doesn't feel that easy? And I'm a huge fan of business simplicity, like a simple product suite. You've got this authority. People know what the next step and the next step is. I'm a huge fan of simplicity in your business model, but that doesn't mean doing the same and then expecting a different result. So where do you have the ability to pivot and flow with the market and changing market conditions? Or do you know how to refresh, revive your business? Or do you need to learn that, get in the room with people who know how to do that? So do you have community? Do you innovate? And do you have the skills to be able to refresh and revive your business in seasons when it feels really hard? Because those are the things that are going to help you stay the course when things don't feel like they're going to plan, or even when there's no reason for things to feel hard, but you're just feeling like you're out of love with your business. It's normal. It happens to everyone, but choose your heart. If you still like the online business model, honestly, at the stage of life that I'm in, I just can't see myself ever going back to working in corporate. The hours that I want to work, the ability to be able to make my own decisions and do things quickly, that is the type of person that I am. So forevermore, I think that running my own business will be the path that I take. And no, it's not easy all the time, but also for me, it's much easier than working in corporate. So number two, without a continual focus on visibility, you will struggle. People need to know that you exist in order for them to work with you. You need to have a consistent presence that builds trust and authority, and you need to be constantly inviting leads into the pipeline of your business in order for your business to be viable. It is not something that you stop and start all the time. If you say to me, I don't have the time to market my business, your business cannot survive without a continual focus on visibility. It's a non-negotiable in business. There's many different ways that you can do that, but visibility is not a static thing. Instagram, for example, is not a static thing. It ebbs and it flows and it changes. New releases and new features come out. New ways that our audience consume media comes out, new things that work come out. So it's not even that you can just do something and put it on rinse and repeat for 10 years, because likely what worked 10 years ago is not going to be the same thing that works now either. So you need to have that continual focus on visibility and continual finger on the pulse as to what is working now in relation to visibility, and be consistently year round. The people that have businesses that will stick around are the people who consistently show up. So not just around launch periods, but all year round, building trust. The number one thing that is happening in our market right now is that people need more trust. They need more nurturing and they need longer to make empowered purchasing decisions. So you cannot be someone who is just a flash in the pan, who shows up for a little bit and then disappears for a little bit. In saying that, no one's perfect. And if you are a solopreneur, there may be times when you're really working on something hard behind the scenes and it's harder to show up, but know that visibility has to be a core focus of yours and will always, even when you have a multi-million dollar business, visibility still needs to be at the core. And one of the biggest things I see between when someone says to me, this launch didn't work or this thing didn't work, when we go back and look at the data, because business is not personal, business is data driven. It is literally just a few numbers and optimizing those few numbers, when we go back and look at it, it's literally not a problem with the program or the pricing or anything like that. The number one problem is usually a visibility audience problem. So in saying that, the question to ask yourself, if you're now listening to this and you're like, I don't have capacity to have visibility in my business. So potentially you're a naturopath or a nutritionist and you're like, you know what? I just spend all day long serving my one-to-one people, helping them with their things, replying to their emails, seeing them in clinic, and then, you know, like writing their plans for them, et cetera. And I don't have time to show up. Then I would say, well, what do you need in order to have the time and capacity to show up? Because it'll then be this cycle of stop and start and stop and start. You'll fill up your calendar because you showed up, and then it'll drop off. And sometimes it's not always like an instant thing. It'll be like after 2 or 3 months, it really drops off. And that's when you have to look at, okay, is this business structure and program product structure really working for me to enable me to, number one, consistently maintain my business, but also grow your business, every perspective possible. But visibility needs to have a purpose. And it takes time. Like, it takes time to build a business. It takes time to learn how to grow a business. That doesn't mean that it's not worth it. And I think sometimes people think that business, like, you will instantly grow a business. Like, I'll put out a couple of Instagram posts and voila, chef's kiss, mwah, my business will just take off. Actually, sometimes it takes time. So as I just mentioned, the biggest thing that I'm seeing in the market at the moment in terms of what's happening in the economy is that people just take a longer time. People are still purchasing. You best believe people are still purchasing the latest iPhones and things like that. The things that people want, they're still finding the money for, but sometimes they just need a little bit more nurturing, trust, and authority in order to make those decisions from an empowered place, right? So we don't necessarily want people to make decisions from a hugely pressured place, because then they don't become the best clients, then they have refund requests, et cetera. It's okay. How can we allow people to be nurtured in our space for just a little bit longer? And the people who can maintain visibility from that perspective are going to be the people who win. But keep in mind as well that you're like, learning to market is so hard. Or why aren't I making $100,000 yet? Y'all, so many of us, like I went to university and I did a 4.5-year degree. And that 4.5-year degree cost me, I don't know, I think nowadays it costs about $10,000 per year in Australia to attend university full time. So that's $40,000 in 4.5 years of my life spent just outputting to learn the skills that I needed. And then I got my first job. And my very first job after graduating from university was paid $31,000. And I earned that amount for like the first 3 years of my corporate career. So many of us think that, you know, I'm going to create an online business and it's going to be a gold rush. No, sometimes you need to learn the skills and become really good at what you do. And the thing that I always remember, I'm going off on a tangent now, but the thing that I always remember is that everything I'm learning in my online business is an employable skill. So maybe you've come from a marketing background like me, and I remember I paid a 5-figure amount to learn how to do Facebook ads. It was actually awesome. It was very laid back coaching experience, but there were just a few things that I was taught in that have become a game changer, that are now a game changer for my clients. But I remember doing that. I used to attend the coaching sessions in work time. And the rationale that I used for it in my corporate role was because I was in marketing, was I've paid 5 figures to learn this skill that is also going to benefit you greatly. So you're welcome. And it did. We were full because we had this faith in my corporate role because of the ninja Facebook ad strategies that I learned. And so, but maybe you're a geologist right now, for example, and you want to become a life coach. It is still learning skills that are employable in so many areas. So maybe they're not directly transferable to geology or life coaching, but you maybe have the ability to then say, hang on, I'm learning skills that mean that I now have another backup plan of being a virtual assistant or a social media manager or a marketing assistant in another capacity. And I would argue that learning those skills during a recession time as well you've just earned yourself more skills that mean you've just opened up more job opportunities. So I am always in the camp of learn, be a lifelong learner. It's only going to benefit you. It's only going to benefit you even if your online business doesn't stay the course because it's teaching you employable skills. That's my thoughts. But anyway, I was talking about visibility. If you do not foster continual visibility in your business, you will struggle. Next one is there are always going to be things that you have to do in your online business that you don't enjoy, no matter how big you are. And there are things you will still have to learn that you kind of don't love learning. Maybe that's bookkeeping. Maybe that's the marketing. And they're just non-negotiables that you have to do. Creating an online business isn't about doing things that you love every single minute of the day. Although I would argue that for me, so much of what I do is things that I love. I missed podcasting so freaking much. I don't even know why. I'm talking to myself to a random microphone, but I love it. I could sit on lives or one-to-one calls with my business clients all day long. I completely enjoy that. I enjoy the journey of looking at insights in Instagram and being like, oh, that worked. Why did that work? But there are things that I don't love. I used to actually feel like enter into fight or flight when I had to go into my accounting software because I didn't really understand the numbers or how it worked. I didn't really understand profit or loss or balance sheet or anything like that. And the reality is that if you don't understand it or learn it, it's always going to feel hard and gross. So sometimes it is, if something feels gross to you, maybe that's marketing, maybe that's Instagram, whatever it is, maybe the reason why it feels that way is because you don't understand it or you need to learn a different way to do it. But the other thing that I want to say is that if you don't learn it, so many people go to me, I don't know how to create an opt-in page on a website. I'm just going to outsource it. Cool. Outsourcing is great. Outsourcing is a necessary step in your business at some point. However, you need to have a basic understanding of exactly what's going on because if you don't, you will get ripped off at some point. If you do not understand your books in your business, you will at some point engage with a contractor who doesn't know what they're doing that can completely mess up your tax. You need to understand stuff like that. You will have someone who will charge you $5,000 for a website thing that would literally take 10 minutes. Unfortunately, you need to learn how to do these things and go through the discomfort of figuring it out. Everything is figure outable. Once you figure it out, it will feel easier. But you can't also expect that you're going to love every single task that you have in your business. It's just not how it works. But know that so many of the tasks are valuable and that you can learn to love many of the tasks in your business. If you're a health and wellness practitioner and you're growing your business, you know that Instagram is unrivaled in its ability to grow, connect, and convert your audience all on the one platform. But it's not just about going viral and reaching a bunch of people. It's about grabbing your cloud nine clients' attention in a way that positions you as an authority and a service provider. Want to know exactly how to do that? I have a free PDF case study with three example posts that will give you an insight into three different types of posts you can create today to help you do just that. Check out our show notes or visit launcheasylife.com/social to get your hands on this free PDF copy today. The next one, in my experience, imposter syndrome gets worse, not better. So if you don't know what imposter syndrome is feeling a bit like you're a fraud. Like, do I really know what I'm doing? Can I really help people with this? Am I really an expert in this area? Oh my God, what if I don't know what I'm talking about? That's imposter syndrome. And there's an effect called the Dunning-Kruger effect that basically is along the lines of the less you know, the more you think you're an expert. And the more you know, the less you think you're an expert. So it's basically the more you learn that there is to learn and that you are never going to know every single answer to every single thing. And particularly as you, for example, grow on social media, you will also get people who disagree with you on social media, then cause you to question what you're doing. You'll get people say, well, I don't believe in that approach. And you need to be able to have the skills to manage imposter syndrome and move through discomfort when you feel it in your business. You are an expert. You do know what you're talking about. Yes, there is more for you to know. That is why we should all be lifelong experts. But if you stay in your lane and don't go out of your scope, there is so much that you have to teach the average person. So take it in baby steps and call yourself back to all of the things that you do know, all of the people that you have helped, right? And learn strategies to be able to cope when, you know, for example, someone reaches out by email or Instagram and disagrees with what you have to say. Some of the ways to do this is to call yourself back to why. Like, why did I start this? You'll think to yourself, well, I started this process because X was a game changer. Amazing. I want this to be a game changer for other people too. Amazing. Call yourself back to that why. Call yourself back to what it was that was so profound to you and helpful to you before you knew anything, because there are so many people who are still at ground force zero who don't have the knowledge and the skills that you have right now, but who would greatly benefit from that. Come back to being of service. I know we can get swept up sometimes in all of the business stuff that we forget that part of the reason why we're here is to be of service to other people. Call yourself back to that service. Start putting out things that are just there to help people. Everybody on my Instagram was a client right now. What is the one thing that they need to hear that is going to help them feel seen, heard, validated, take steps forward, action? What is that going to look like? Do I put on a free event just to be of service? There is nothing like the energy of a live webinar. It's so freaking fun. It's terrifying at first, but after you do it, and if you have people who are engaging with you, that's fun. Do something like that and you will get off that and be like, yes, I'm back in the game. I do know what I'm talking about. When you do something like a live webinar, if you have the audience for it and people are engaging, there's so many people at the end who'll be like, yes, that was so helpful. Thank you so much. And this is when also you can start calling yourself back to your testimonials. What are you doing with your testimonials? All the emails that you get, the Instagram messages of people being like, oh my God, you helped me so much. Create a folder on your phone. When you have that discomfort, when you're moving through imposter syndrome, get that folder out. Remind yourself of people that you've helped and the things that have helped you. Sometimes moments of massive imposter syndrome are actually also moments of big aha moments. What needs to change here? What needs to shift? Am I on the precipice of like go big or go home? Is this an initiation to my next stage, next phase of my business and my life, right? And sometimes it's just a call to say, well, maybe what I was working on wasn't working anymore. Maybe I need to shift my thoughts. Maybe I can open my mind to be more receptive to feedback and shifts and changes that I could make. But know that sometimes we all get imposter syndrome. Sometimes it like grows as you grow, but calling yourself back to your why, who you've helped, what you can take on board is going to help you massively. The next one, number five, online business is not static. And so I've kind of talked about this before, but it is an ever-moving feast. The market changes, products and services change, you change, right? What works for your audience today might not work tomorrow. The hashtags that you used when you were a really small account and now, you know, you can now step into bigger hashtags like tiny things, big things, all of the different spectrum of things. Maybe your time, available time and capacity has changed. Maybe you have less time or maybe you have more time. But online business is not static. It's always going to change and shift and evolve. And you can change and shift and evolve. And sometimes quitting is for winners. And I'm not saying quit your online business, but maybe you wanted to quit a strategy, quit a thing. And maybe that's a sign of evolving and pivoting rather than like shutting something down or, you know, cutting sunk costs. Now, the very last one, which is the biggest hard truth, this is going to be the one that you're going to walk away from and be like, oh my God, that was so powerful. I hope. You need to take personal responsibility for your results or lack thereof. The person who determines your success or your lack of success is ultimately you. You need to know your results, but more than your results, you need to come back to action, right? So let's say you come to me and you say, I want to make $100,000 in 6 months. Okay, cool. But what determines whether or not that will happen Number one, it has to be a realistic goal. What determines whether or not that will happen is the action that you take. So if you are having success or not having success, I want you to stop looking at yourself as whether you are a failure or not a failure based on outcomes, because you cannot control the outcomes of your business. You could say, I want to make $0 to $100,000 in 6 months. Whether you actually do or don't is outside of your control. It's really something that you don't have a lot of control over whatsoever. What you do have control over is the actions that you take. When you sit and work back from, okay, what would that take? It is not, okay, I will buy a course on Instagram. Buying a course on Instagram in and of itself is not going to give you 100,000 followers. Taking the course on Instagram is not going to magically get you 100,000 followers. What will get you 100,000 followers is posting every day, is checking your insights once per week and saying, what should I do more of and what should I do less of? But it's not about the results. It's about the actions that you take to get you to the results, if that makes sense. So often what we're doing is placing all of our emotional energy into the results. We're hinging our success or lack thereof as a business owner, as a person, on things that are outside of our control, when really what we should be doing is taking a step back and saying, well, what are the actions? What are the consistent actions that I need to take in order to get that? What if I released my firm grip just a little bit on timelines? But what are the actions that would support that outcome? And then when it comes to, did I reach that outcome or didn't I? The answer to that is yes or no. And if the answer, even if the answer is yes, but the answer is, well, did I take the actions that I said I was going to take to get that? And the answer will be yes, and the answer will be no again. And the answer after that is, if you didn't take the action, well, you couldn't have expected the result. Why didn't you take the action? Maybe you were caught up in your mind about all of these things. Maybe you were stuck in perfection. Maybe you were like, I'm going to post on Instagram 12 times a day. And then you look back and you're like, well, that wasn't realistic, was it? But we get this really good barometer for our success or our lack thereof when we focus on, well, what are the actions that I needed to take or not take? So you might say to yourself, cool, I want to double my business in the next year. Amazing. What needs to change? What actions and things need to change in order for me to do that? Right? Rather than just hinging like, did I get to the end of the year and did I or didn't I? And then what happens is, when you are invested in the actions that you are taking rather than the outcomes, business feels easier, way easier. Let's say you want to grow on Instagram, okay? And one of the things that you take, so you won't have just one action, you'll have multiple actions. One of the things that you needed to do in order to grow on Instagram in 30 days was post every day, once a day. Then when you come back and you're like, did I post every day? Yes. And then you can be like, I'm amazing because I did the action that I said I was going to do. Celebrate the actions, invest in the actions rather than outcomes, and take personal responsibility for your results or your lack thereof based on the actions that you said you were going to take and whether or not you did or didn't do the thing you said you were going to do. I hope that makes sense. But invest in actions, celebrate actions. If you are taking the steps forward, if you are looking at continually improving and you're taking the action and taking the steps, hey, that's worthy of massive celebration in your business. So let's do a quick recap. 6 hard truths about running an online business. Number one is, business is hard, but so is working for someone else. Choose your hard. Number two, without a consistent focus on visibility, you will struggle. Number three, there's going to be tasks you don't like and things that you have to learn in your business. If you don't, you will get ripped off. Number four, in my experience, imposter syndrome gets worse, so you need to know how to manage it and also how to move through discomfort. Number five, online business is not static. It's an ever-moving feast, so keep up. And number six, you need to take personal responsibility for your results or lack thereof. And that comes from whether or not you took the action that you said you were going to take. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Do not forget to register for my workshop. It's like in a couple of days. So you want to hurry now and visit launcheasylife.com/workshop to get on the list for that. And make sure you're following me at Launch Easy Life for all of the tips, updates, and super, super juicy actionables that we have coming up over the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much for listening. We are done with the meat and potatoes of this episode, but I am not letting you go just yet, my friend. Before you jump off, I have three quick things that I would love to share with you. Number one is thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to hear more about growing your visibility through Instagram, podcasting, or Pinterest, creating or launching or growing your signature program, automations, or many more online business nuggets of gold, pause now, hit that subscribe button because we are here for you weekly. Number two is if you would like to learn more about working with us and joining our signature program, the Well-Conceived Mastermind, which is unlike any mastermind you've seen before, check out our show notes below and you will find all the links to join the waitlist or sign up and join the mastermind now. And number three, lastly, if you do nothing else, make sure you come and find us on Instagram for daily behind the scenes and hugely savable and value-packed content. You will find us at Launch Easy Life. Well, that's it from me today. Now go out there and create your well-paid business and your well-lived life.